Gary, back in action again tomorrow evening, and well, I'm sure delighted to be back as after bouncing back with that victory over Armagh last weekend facing Cavan tomorrow evening.
Yeah, look, we're delighted to be back tomorrow evening, and it's all back to square one again. As I said, no safety net, so tomorrow evening will tell. Can we move on and push on from a good victory over Armagh, and that's our challenge, and we're looking forward to that. So we are, Tom, but as it's all honours evens again.
Yeah, and a wee game in Breffni Park on a Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. That's your reward for winning last week, and Cavan lost last week.
Yeah, look at Camir. Again, these decisions are made outside the county, and the Ulster executive said they want to take us to Breffni at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. The other minor game is a curtain raiser to the down in Tyrone, a curtain raiser. So we don't know why we're going at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, but we young lads driving the buses, maybe even 12:30 we get back at Donegal. But look, that's the situation we're in. It's a welcome situation. They would have took that last Friday or Saturday, so it's easy. So we'll just have to deal with what's in front of us.
Yeah, and obviously buoyed up by that victory over Armagh and the manner of it.
Look, we'd win. We had a dig deep for it, and that's what Ulster Championship's about at minor level. You have to dig deep for your victories. There's a lot of teams there that's crying out for honours at minor level. There's a good tradition in Ulster at minor football, and Donegal's no different. Their expectation comes with these boys to win, and no doubt Armagh felt the same way, and maybe we've got a home advantage and we've got a legs at the end of this all straight.
Yeah, but a good test nonetheless.
Absolutely, you couldn't ask for a bigger test than Armagh. Armagh are a physical side. They put you to the pin of the collar, and if you come out on the right side of Armagh, you're never far away.
Yeah, and I know, speaking to you during the week, you picked up a few knocks and a few bruises.
Yeah, look, a few knocks and bruises from the weekend, and even at training, because as I say, the tenth of eight people are fighting for jerseys and stuff, so we're monitoring sending Rooney's injury from last weekend, and Darren Maguire, trying to get him to match fitness is going to be a challenge as well. So we are, and you know, look at these players are important to us, but look, we have a strong panel. If we have to call upon players, we'll call upon them.
Yeah, and how do you rate their chances of Sinan and Darren making it?
Look, it's really down to tomorrow morning to see how Sennan is. Darrell is well on the way. It's about match fitness with him that we're concerned about at the minute, but we're going through the physios and going through the motions with them, and with the big call in the morning, whether it happens or not.
Yeah. Talk to me about Cavan. Won their first game and then lost last week to Derry.
Yeah, look at, you know, Cavan are well drilled outside again. You know, Kevin McGovern, exceptional footballer. I'd love to have him, and he's a great midfielder that will definitely go on and play senior football for Cavan. He gets the ball. He's a pacey midfielder, and that's not often you see, but midfielders being pacey, strong, so he is. And he's certainly one to watch, and we need to be at our best to contain him. And the likes of Jack Tully and Darren McGovern that can get in and get scores, and, you know, and when them boys in their game, you know, they do very well for Cavan, and they would take all the watching. But we have to focus. We have players too that need watching, and it's, you know, from last weekend too, like Johnny McGruddy can get scored, so maybe one would bounce out the other.
Yeah, and you've played them already. Easy enough victory against them in McCool Park, but maybe hard to read too much into that. There wasn't an awful lot at stake other than just the winning on the day.
McCool Park was just a dead rubber for both teams. Moral victories or whatever you want to call it, there was really nothing for a championship. Both teams were looking at championship. We were experimenting, and so was Cavan that day, to be quite honest. So championship's a different beast, and we're well aware of that. We've spoke to the lads about that to make sure no complacency sets in, and Cavan knows himself for the number of changes from the Donegal game in the league. So look at, so it'll be all back to square one come Sunday evening.
Got off to a flying start last week against Armagh, and then sat back and got hit with a sucker goal, and after dominating for the first 20 minutes found yourself behind at half time. I'm sure that's something you're going to have to learn from last week, you know, that sometimes maybe when you're on top you have to keep going.
Yeah, it happens at minor level. It's hard to put your finger on a lot of that. You know, they're still 17 years of age, 16 some of them, and you know, they go behind, they start very well and they think everything's going to click for the rest of the day, and that doesn't happen, and we have to educate players like that, you know. And Armagh got the second goal very early in the first half, and you know, our conversation at half time was, you know, if they hit us with a a goal earlier on. We have to overcome that and keep chipping away, and that's what we did. So we talked a lot about that this week. We worked it on training, and hopefully we don't be presented that situation come tomorrow evening.
The fact that it's in Breffni Park and away from home, does that take the pressure a little off?
Well, because they do come out numbered, I'm appealing that they do come as well on Sunday evening, but we club fixtures and all and full calendar of that on it to be tomorrow. It's going to be very hard for people to make a journey to Breffni Park, and you know that's so we're going on as the underdog in relation to supporters in that. So, but it's an experience. If we want to go further on and off there, we have to learn to play away from Balbuffet as well. So look, that's what we're looking forward to too, and a good learning curve for these young lads and see how they embrace the challenge.
Team wise, from the team that started last week, can we expect any changes?
Again, we have to make final decisions in relation to Senan, as I said, and you know there'll be one or two players will be called upon. You've seen Jay Monaghan come in and get a goal. He's not far away. Eric Carr go well this week, you know. So there are decisions to be made, and I'm not in a position at the minute to confirm a team.
Obviously, a big game, a place in an Ulster semi-final.
Look, we know it's a stake, the same for Cavan and it is for us. They're placing a semi-final. It would really be a good achievement for both any team to win. Hopefully, we get the rub of the green on Sunday and get over the line.